This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Thursday. It's National Dictionary Day, Jeffrey. Do you own a physical dictionary?
I do not.
I'm sure I own.
I have, but I don't anymore.
What did you do with all your books when you moved? I mean, didn't you have a lot of books when you moved? I have a lot of books. I'm going to move.
So Aaliyah had a lot of books. I mean, they went, she basically kept them all in one box. She does a good job of all of our books are on like two bookshelves.
That's it.
And so.
Got limited books.
Right.
Do you know who the father of the dictionary is?
Whoever Webster was?
Yeah, Noah.
There you go.
Noah Webster. Also like National World Cat Day or something like that.
Okay. Congratulations to Taylor Swift.
Nothing good to eat today.
Yeah.
You know, really, there's nothing good to eat today. Although I was in the office yesterday. And it's candy corn season. And hold on. I suspect you hate candy corn.
It's almost like we've worked together for 10 years.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure we've talked about it. And I think you've told me before you hate
candy. It's awful.
I like candy corn.
I know, because you have bad taste.
But even better than candy corn, candy pumpkins.
Because
they're bigger. There's more of them. They're fatter. And they had candy pumpkins.
There's more of the disgusting wax flavor.
It is wax.
Yeah.
They do, and they had candy pumpkins in the office at the Daily Memphian yesterday, and I ate more than my share. So there you go. Oh, today's going to be a different kind of a Thursday. We will have Writer Than Right trivia, but much like last night's Grizzlies game, the results won't count.
Correct.
Right?
This is Whose Line Is It Anyway, Writer Than Right trivia.
This is a special edition of Writer Than Right trivia because we're missing the man who makes it possible, Kevin Cerrito.
He had the audacity to take a vacation.
He had the audacity.
Like he wanted to go see like his parents or something.
What happened to the American work ethic, right? You know? You think AI could just do this?
I mean, he probably does.
I could have today said into ChatGPT, all you need is five questions. Yeah, four or five questions.
You need technically ten
questions. Yeah. All I need is 10 trivia questions that are timely to October 16th.
Yeah.
Is that the date? Give me those.
I'm proud of you.
And they would,
you started off right.
I'm on a roll today. Uh-huh. And it would have just spit them right out, wouldn't it have?
Or you could have used Grok.
And I could have. Mm-hmm. And if I didn't like them, I could say, no, give me 10 more.
Yeah. You could have. But you know what? That's the difference between you and lesser men.
These are handcrafted questions.
Yes, absolutely. Straight from the dome.
Artisanal questions.
Correct.
These are not AI questions.
Farm to table?
Farm to table questions. Exactly right. And so no Kevin Cerrito, but am I gonna let that stop us? No, I am not gonna next man up. And so we need to give out a fabulous prize, but we also need to continue to hammer home the message that what really matters is whether you play honorably and whether you act with honor in your life. We all fall short. I myself have fallen short, but you have to act with honor in your life. And that's a lesson we try to teach every Thursday. Cause in order to win at this game, you don't have to be righter than right. Although your odds are better today.
Significantly
better today. You just have to play honorably. So we will do that in the second hour. Here's what's going to happen. We're going to have Chris Boysen from ALSAC in the next segment talk to us how that Memphis-Arkansas game is shaping up. We're going to have Chris Harrington, who covered the Memphis Grizzlies game last night. And then we are going to play an unofficial round of friendly, you might call it, of Right and Then Right trivia. What's the
I didn't realize you were in World Cup mode.
What's the...
Jeff, we got tickets to the Holiday Market October 24th through 26th at the Agri Center.
That's nice.
Underrated good event.
Have you been to the Holiday Market?
I have.
Let me guess, there's holiday stuff.
There's holiday stuff.
When is it?
It is the 24th to the 26th, so not this weekend, but the next.
You think it's true that if you speak of underrated, the Agri Center, broadly speaking,
yep,
underrated?
Absolutely.
People like the farmer's market out there.
Yep.
So maybe the Agri Center is underrated. But certainly the holiday market, I literally had never heard of it, mm-hmm, but now I want to go.
Yep.
And so we're going to give you free tickets to the holiday market if you can either best Jeffrey or... If you can perform honorably. Today's theme, because it's Ballin' on Beal Day, Jeffrey.
Oh!
Today's Ballin' on Beal Day. Did you know
that? I did know that, because I spoke with Mons yesterday.
Yeah, so 5 o'clock, sort of, really, begins really the players and stuff. Yeah, I'll give you the schedule in a minute here. But it's Ballin' on Beal, so we're going to have special Beal Street questions. Beal Street, and then a little Penny Hardaway maybe mixed in, because I'm not sure I wasn't able to get... And I don't know that that's your specialty. I'll be honest. I don't know that Beal Street is an area of particular expertise for you. But there you go. The timing for tonight, by the way, is the event begins with music at 5 p.m., followed by band and spirit at 5:45. So it feels like if this were a cocktail party, you could wander in any time between there. Does it feel like that a little bit?
You got to be in your seat at 5:45.
Yeah, you got to be abandoned spirit at 5:45. Teams begin their intros at 6 and should be done, wrapped up, finished by 7:15 p.m. I'm going to be down there. What do you think the – we both approved of this, didn't we?
Yep.
Because why have a badly diminished Memphis Madness – where the only comment will be, this isn't as good as it used to be, right? And of course it isn't. It isn't because they don't have it's not a recruiting event anymore.
Correct.
Doesn't matter for recruiting, so they're not pouring money into it. And then B, the bloom is off the rose anyway. So all anyone would say if you had a typical Memphis Madness is, I remember when Memphis Madnesses had 20,000 people for Justin Timberlake. And instead, now there's only 1,800 people. This is sad. Instead, it's going to be a whole new event. It's going to bring people, at least some people, we presume. That'll be interesting in and of itself, to Beal Street. When we talk about this tomorrow, do you think, and coming away from it, I'm going to write a column about it tonight, do you think the general vibe will be, well, that was a nice event. That's a success. Nicely done, Memphis. Or you think the event was, man, people really don't want to come down to Beal Street. Or do you think it's, what do you think the vibe's going to be?
I think those that'll go will be nice time. I also think it could probably just kind of get forgotten.
Well, ultimately will be forgotten. I mean, here's the thing. I covered pole vaulting on Beal Street once, right?
Yep.
And I don't know, it wasn't some massive crowd, but it was fun. It was fun. It was upbeat. It was fun. It was, let's stage things on this historic street and let's incorporate it. And so I wrote a column, I think part of a prize winning entry that year, honestly, that was just about the fun vibe. So
Jeff,
I
they're always prize winning.
I wonder if it's going to be a fun vibe. I think it is going to be, although someone suggested to me that one of the challenges is that the people who normally would go to Memphis Madness, and let's be honest, the Memphis basketball crowd can also be an older crowd.
Right? The lower bowl.
Yeah. That those folks aren't folks who want to hang out on Beal Street.
Tiger Blue Hairs.
Tiger Blue Hairs. Walking around with their big-ass beers. We'll see. We'll see. The stakes are low. It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't really matter. I give him credit for trying something interesting.
I can say this. Here's what I fundamentally 1,000% believe. The conversation around whatever the event is or isn't will outweigh the significance.
The significance, zero, right? The significance is zero. Right. Like, literally, in terms of how the season will go, anything else, the significance will be zero. It's just capturing an event, and it'll be interesting how the event goes. By the way, the reason I was so easily able to invoke the term friendly in our conversation earlier is that I've been reading about the U.S., you know, World Cup national team, men's national team, soccer team. And, you know, we beat Australia. Like, we mention them when they lose. We mention them when they fall on their face. I think it's only fair. We didn't mention them. They had a recent draw with – listen, my expertise only goes so deep.
You really got to have your skis here.
Then they came back, and they trailed Australia.
After policing.
One to zip, and they came back and won. Yeah. Do we have a health report? Lower body. Do we have a health report on him?
Jeff, like it matters at this point.
Yeah, you want him to be healthy. You just want him to be
These are friendlies.
They are friendlies. Anyway, so that's why I mentioned friendly. So that's the lineup today. We got Chris Boysen's coming up. He'll give us an update, a report, and let's be honest, a little inspiration to buy tickets to that Memphis-Arkansas game. Then we'll have Chris Harrington. Then we will play Rider Than Right Trivia. Ballin' on Beal tonight. Among other things, I'll be there. Stop by and say hello. And we can talk about candy corn or candy pumpkins if you wish.
The important stuff.
The big stuff. So I would ask you, in Chris Harrington's piece about last night's lost to Charlotte. He did include the sentence, and sometimes I feel like if I ask him this sentence, he might treat me with total scorn, but he included the rhetorical question or the question that served the purpose of, is it time to worry? He did ask the question as a way of answering it or letting Tuomas Ysalo answer it. Is it time to worry? Because your Memphis Grizzlies are winless in the preseason. They just went into Charlotte and lost 145 to 116.
Closer than the score indicated, though.
And if the third quarter was the worst part, but if you just go first halves in the preseason, they have given up 74, 68, 63, and 66 points. While you ponder the question as to whether it is time to worry, let us first pause and appreciate the return of Jaren Jackson Jr. That was a happy surprise, wasn't it?
It was the only thing I cared about from the game.
We'll get to that in a minute. It was a happy surprise, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
It was.
It was it's the classic, like, you're like, oh, I didn't know that was on, I didn't know that was on the menu.
Didn't know that was on the menu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly right. So I did not expect yesterday we would be talking about Jaren's performance last night. I did expect that he would play in the opener because the way that, honestly, because a million times Jaren has said, I think the fans are going to be happy.
Well, in fairness, he didn't have to say it a million times. The first time he said it, you immediately came in and you're like, what do you think this means?
And I did. And we meant that he was already going to be turning.
He was leading the witness.
He was going to be returning sometime around the opener. And so if he is saying the fans are going to be happy, that can only mean that he was expected to return by the opener, right? That's the only thing it meant. Right?
He's way too careful with his words to drop like that.
And he did it multiple times. And so I did expect him back by the opener. I did not at all expect him back by last night. So that was a reason for celebration, relief, all of that. Played 22 minutes, 7 of 20. Hoisted a lot of threes. 3 of 9 from 3, 2 rebounds. Really, he was in Jaren form. Immediately with the left hand. And so that was just wonderful to see. Jaren made his return, and now all we need is Ja back, and away we go. But to the larger point, I guess the fact that you said it was the only thing you cared about means you think the answer to this is no.
Yep.
Is it time to worry?
Do you want me to play along and say, no, there's lots of stuff that matters.
No. I want you to tell me the truth, but I want, there are things, well, okay. I guess I'd separate this. I'm not worried about the result, right? I'm not worried about the result. I'm not worried about the 18-0 run. I'm not worried about any of that. But are there things about this team that I am worried about? And are there things about this team where my worries have been underlined or by things I've seen in the preseason? Yes.
See, I guess this would be my distinction. Are there things I'm worried about? Yes. With that being said, I was worried about them before the preseason.
I know, but this... I agree. I was worried about the rebounding, classic example.
Yes.
We were all
totally
worried about rebounding, and then it's just affirmation. It is, I am, when I see them getting out-rebounded 56-33 by Charlotte last night, when you see the starting, they basically had their starting front line, right? Jaren, Santi, and Landale. Right, that was their start. That's who's going to start game one.
They didn't play them together. I thought that was interesting.
They combined those players, though.
Yeah.
Combined for 6 rebounds.
I did think it was interesting, though, that Santi was playing with the other group.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I think it's the
data
classic
collection. So I
think that's the role he's going to have.
So I'll say this: is that are there things I worry about with the, I am more you said over on the win total.
Yeah.
What was the win total we were using for that over?
I think it was 40.5.
40.5?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's a pretty good win total. I'm worried. I'm worried about a few things. I am worried about the rebounding. I want to see them be thrilled.
Yeah, of course.
I am worried about the rebounding. I'm worried about the defense. And of course I'm worried about the health. Nothing from the preseason has underlined that. But here's the other thing, and this is a point that, Chris underlined, is that you like to see one of the things that's fun. I like preseason games, right, in all sports because the stakes are low, but you can still watch and look for things, right? And one of the things you like to see in the preseason is, hey, this player's popping. This player's popping. This player's maybe there's something here that's going to translate. And if you look at the players last night, like Cedric Howard isn't popping in terms of making an immediate contribution. I mean, whatever. I am not at all down on Cedric Howard, or certainly over the long haul at all. Like, I don't feel any different about him than I did on the night that I was hopeful and optimistic when they drafted him. I don't feel any different about him. Do you?
Nope.
I don't either. I'm equally hopeful. But in terms of whether I think he will make a positive contribution right off the bat, he played 23 minutes. He was minus 30 last night. And then I would have kind of liked it if Vince had popped a little, right, during this preseason. Has not at all. I could have liked it if maybe Gigi came back from wherever he's been. Maybe he popped, reclaimed his career. He has not at all. Like, I guess you could say that Ty Jerome, who did not play last night, has been reassuring.
Yep.
And KCP has been reassuring.
Yep.
But I was talking to someone who was down on the Grizzlies yesterday, and they said this. They said, even if, obviously it all hinges on John Jaren, but even if they're healthy, they don't have enough dudes. They don't have enough dudes around them. They just, like, who are they really, really, who are they, besides those two, like, who are they really good players?
I mean, I think KCP is a good player.
I think Jalen Wells is a pretty good player. KCP is a pretty good player.
I think Edie is a good player.
He's not there. I didn't see him.
Yeah,
I haven't seen him.
But he's going to be.
It is. Don't you also worry a little bit, like, well, everything's going to be fine when Zach Edey comes back. Like,
that is
we are putting so much in the Zach Edey basket, and it's like, oh, sure, defense stinks, rebounding stinks. All we need is Zach Edey. Well, I don't know if you remember him last year. He was definitely up and down. Now, he was more up at the end of the year.
Yeah, people were really not watching the games. They could not get a stop until he was on the floor.
As someone, as Chris, I think, had pointed out various times, he's a loud player.
Yes.
So when
he makes mistakes,
some of the backdoor cut,
you can't look away.
We're gonna talk to Chris Boyson here in a minute, but let's ask the people. 445-0929, 445-0929. I'm not sounding alarms at all. What was the stat? The Cavs were winless last season.
Winless, and their offense was like lowest in the league.
I'm not sounding the alarms at all. Are you concerned? That's it. 445-0929, 445-0929. And are you more concerned because of the preseason, because of what you've seen in the preseason? Or, like Jeffrey, are the concerns that you've had basically just the same concerns that you knew you'd have, which is rebounding? Like, we knew we would be worried about rebounding. Are you equally concerned, or are you becoming more concerned? 445-0929, 445-0929 is the phone number. I'm just interested. I think people are concerned. And that would be my guess. My guess is what we will hear from people is that, yeah, you know what? I'm kind of concerned. But Isolo, in the piece, in Chris Harrington's piece, he says, listen, man, this is a silver lining here. This is just data collection. What the preseason is about learning about your players. And this has given us more of an opportunity for data collection. Here's the data. The data is they can't rebound. 445-0929, 445-0929. Who do we got?
Jeff, we start with Tony and Bartlett. Tony, you're on.
Tony.
How you doing, Jeff?
Good.
You know what? I'm very concerned. I don't believe in the coach. I don't believe in the system that they're running. I mean, you got too many holes. I mean, the biggest glaring problem is rebounding, in defense. And then you don't have a bench. You know, I just don't think that you starting off new like this with such a new coach and a new unproven system that he runs, and there's nothing in the preseason that gives you any hope to make you think it's going to be better. So,
Tony, I'll put you down for a concern. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate that. Now, by the way, those are two different concerns. By the way, one is the system. That's what he led with. One is the too many holes. I don't have any opinion on the system yet. I certainly have no reason to not believe it's going to work. And I don't. I'm not really even skeptical about him. I do believe in the too many holes. And, of course, one of them is created because Zach Edey, the biggest one, giant hole, because Zach Edey isn't there. But we're putting a lot on Zach Edey. 445 on the return of Zach Edey. Are you concerned? 445-0929, 445-0929 is the phone number. Who do we got?
Jeff, we go to our friend Dennis in Whitehaven. Dennis, you're on, sir.
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are you?
Jeff, I am more concerned about how many people are going to show up tonight for to be a
really
madness. Because I'm not concerned because you got Zach Edey missing. You got Clark missing. And just like you just alluded to, without Ja, none of this works. I mean, so, you know, the rebounding thing, we like Jeffrey said, we knew that already. We knew that's probably going to be a problem. But I'm not concerned, man. I'll be concerned if Ja comes back and Zach comes back and it still looks the same.
All right, there you go. 1-1. Concern? No concern. We have a tie. It's a tight tilt here. 445-0929. Are you concerned? I'm not telling you you should be. I'm just taking the temperature. Jeffrey's fielding a call. He'll tell us who is next in a moment. Jeffrey, who do we got?
Jeff, apologies. Let's go to Les in South Haven. Les, you're on.
You got a busy job. Les in South Haven. Les, how are you?
Good morning. Good morning.
Are you concerned?
I'm concerned, Jeffrey. And, Jeff, I'm sorry. Based on eye tests, just watching the games, and I know it's preseason and everything, but it just looks to me like the teams they play have better players.
That's a problem. That fits my two not enough dude thing. That's my not enough dude theory that I was hearing from a friend yesterday. Yeah. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Two people are concerned, Jeffrey. One is not. We'll take the folks who are on the line then we're going to have to take a break. Who do we got?
Jeff, let's go to 49er Jay. He's in North Memphis.
Hey, Jay.
How you doing?
We're good.
I'm good, Jeff. How you doing? I'm concerned because I'm looking at a Mike D'Antonio offense. And I'm concerned about the rebounding because I don't see no toughness. I don't see no guys that want to rebound. And I'm very concerned about this coaching style. So that's the only thing I'm concerned about. I can wait and see until John and Clark and them getting back. But right now, I'm concerned about the rebounding. And I think Jaren has to be a little more tougher in the rebounding department. That's what I'm concerned about. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Toughness, Jeff. Are you concerned about toughness?
Always.
always. That's what we endorse, toughness. Last call on this.
Jeff, let's go to Latrell. He's in East Memphis. Latrell, you're on.
Hey, Latrell.
Hey, guys. Yeah, the last caller, man, he was spot on. I think if Jaren can average at least 10 rebounds, at least for the year, it would help. But we don't have no toughness, man. We're going to get killed, and the defense is just so horrendous. I don't like this year for what I'm seeing. And I'm thinking we're going to get smashed on the glass, and that's going to be our problem.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Well, there you go. People seem more concerned than less concerned. And it's not even about the preseason. It's about a lot of it underlines what we've seen, which is, I mean, Chris talked about this all summer. They're a little up. They were thin up front to begin with.
Yep.
Then you lose Edey, and then you lose Brandon Clark, and then let's be honest, the bigs that you have, like Jaren is a superb basketball player, but he is not a glass eating rebounding Maurice Lucas. You know
you, what, you don't think this year's different,
and he's not going to average 10 rebounds, and then who's there to compliment him? Santi,
mm-hmm.
like with all due respect, Santi's a skilled player.
He's a good defensive rebounder.
But he's kind of soft. Let's be honest.
Slight, Jeff.
okay, soft is a rude. That's a terrible word. It's a terrible thing to call anyone.
Yeah.
So, then you got a guy who couldn't get off the bench who's weeping with happiness because he's going to get an opportunity
to
play.
He's going
to
play and get Mets.
Like, I mean, that's what you're rolling with, you know? That's what you're rolling with. That is a reason for, until Zach Edey comes back, that is 100% a reason.
I mean, I will say, if you needed the preseason to give you some positive reinforcement, there's no question that has not happened.
No, that has certainly not happened. In terms of that, I guess the positives from the preseason, Jaren's back and healthy, right?
Yeah.
That's easily
he played last night.
The biggest positive from the preseason is Jaren played last night and he looked like Jaren. And then KCP and Ty Jerome both look like good additions.
Yep.
Right? They both look like positive additions. And, okay, that's my list.
Okay.
We're going to talk to Chris Boyson next. We're going to talk to Chris Harrington about this very topic straight up at 10 o'clock. Then we're going to do Righter Than Right Trivia, a special Beale Street edition, where we're going to give away two tickets to the Holiday Market.
Sorry.
At the Agra Center.
Apologies.
And so we got all that in the rest of the show. We're going to take a break now. Before that, I will tell you, if you're looking for a new financial institution, Leaders Credit Union is the place to go. And I can say that totally with full 100% sincerity, because it's exactly the place. When Claire asked me where to go, I told her to go. How much more do you need to know than that? They got great technology. They got great rates. They got great service. We've been looking at a mortgage. They're incredibly communicative. Like everything that a financial institution sort of used to be, helpful, communicative, efficient, all of that, that's Leaders Credit Union. Leaders Credit Union, leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn more. Chris Boyson on the other side, then Chris Harrington, then Righter Than Right Trivia. It's Jeff Calkins Show on a Thursday, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show, joined now by Chris Boyson, He's at ALSAC, who's the awareness and fundraising arm for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, joins me now to talk about Monday's Arkansas-Memphis hoops for St. Jude. All money, all proceeds will go to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Chris joins me now. Chris, how did you end up working at ALSAC?
You know, that's a great question. I think, first of all, I started, you know, I grew up in Memphis and just kind of started, went into college thinking it might be a good place to work. And while I was in school, I met one of my fraternity brothers, actually, one of my pledge brothers in my fraternity. He started dating a girl who was inpatient at St. Jude at the time.
Really?
She was 21. We typically, you know, the cutoff's about 18 years old, but she had a pediatric form of cancer. And she was in the middle of treatment, so she was bald. She had, you know, taken chemo, so she was bloated. She wasn't at her best, but he fell head over heels in love with her. And so I followed their story throughout college. She was in treatment for acute lymphoblastic leukemia, the most common form of childhood cancer, Jeff, as you know. And they cured Ann. Her name was Ann. My buddy's name was Tim. They cured Ann, and on her last day of chemo, when we throw, you know, we throw a little party for them, she came out into the lobby there at St. Jude, and Tim was waiting with balloons and flowers, and he had a TV reporter, he had somebody from the CA there, and he also had an engagement ring, and he got down on his knees and proposed to her in the lobby. And that, you know, that kind of sealed it for me. And Ann came to work at St. Jude after, you know, her treatment and after graduation. And I told her to keep an eye open for something for me. And here I am. It's been 30 years.
That's incredible.
Of blessings. And, you know, the extra cool thing on this, Jeff, is Tim and Ann are still thriving. They've got three children who are thriving. One's in graduate school in Miami. One is a pharmacist. The other one is a punter for a small school football team up in the Northeast. And it's that second wave of miracles that St. Jude helps make possible. We don't just save their life. We save the lives of their children and their family down the line as well.
That's just incredible. That's a wonderful story. And the thing is, I always say this all the time, is that I could write a St. Jude story every single day of the week. I mean, it is, and the lives change, and then the generations of lives change. And the fact that, I mean, let's be honest, this city has had its struggles of late, but one of the things, St. Jude, of course, the we never give up hope for anything, but then, like, it's one of the beacons here. It's one of the institutions that draws people here, smart, talented people, energetic people who make contributions. And so you look at FedEx and you look at the University of Memphis and you look at St. Jude and you look at other institutions that are sort of the tent poles that make it clear to us that we're going to get to the other side. I was really moved, and I have continued to be, in John's appearances, John Calipari's appearances, both when he flew in to sort of take the wraps off the event originally when you announced it, but then last week as well. And I mean, there's a little bit of a BS meter that you have to hold up to John sometimes. But like when he talks about Memphis and promotes Memphis and argues that Memphians have to re-embrace the place, I don't think there's any BS there. Like he talks about it from a place of understanding and insight. And I don't know, it's one of the things that you've been promoting this event has really struck me about John and his approach to all of this.
You know, you're right, Jeff. And two thoughts on that. One, you know, Memphis has been an incredible host to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital since 1962.
Yeah.
The community has been incredible in its support for our mission. And, you know, we try to pay that back however and whenever we can. The hospital has thrived here. You know, one thing I don't know, many people don't realize, we were at a point where we were landlocked back in the 90s, and St. Joseph's Hospital was our neighbor. And we were having to think about, you know, is St. Jude going to have to, this was before I got there, but St. Jude, you know, was contemplating a move to St. Louis.
No, I recall that, yeah.
Yeah, and St. Joseph's, in one of these St. Jude moments, you know, St. Joseph's called and said, you know what, we're going to shut down. Are you interested in our land? And, you know, we haven't had to, you know, think past that. And, you know, we haven't had to think beyond that since then. We have been able to grow the institution. As you know, we've got 2 15-story buildings that are coming out of the ground right now. We've just broken ground on another 16-story research tower. That's the essence of St. Jude. It's St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. And our mission is not just to save kids here in the United States. It's a global one. I got to go to Africa in May with our global teams, and we're teaching the world how to treat cancer and how to fundraise. ALSAC's teaching them how to fundraise. St. Jude's teaching them how to treat cancer. And these people are hungry out there for that knowledge, because the survival rate outside of the United States in 90% of the world is less than 20%. Now, your point about Cal,
yep.
I was with him. I was in the car with him. And as somebody who rode that roller coaster through the years with him, you know, it was really neat for me to see. I went. My wife is still not quite there in terms of forgiveness for him, but she's getting close. I am there, especially after seeing him and hearing him. You know, it was me and him in the car. There was nobody else around. And his love for this city is real. His love for this community is real. I kind of doubted it, but seeing what he's done, he spent that day. He didn't have to spend. It was his off day, and he and Chris Woolard from Arkansas called me and said, "How can you put me to work?" And Staley Cates and all the local media kind of jumped at the chance and interviewed him, and him and he and Penny went. Staley, they filmed basically this documentary about Memphis in a day down at they were down at the river. They went to Stax, they went to Crosstown, and they're working with ESPN to broadcast some of that footage that will hopefully be shown during the day to shine an even brighter light on this city. Cal is very passionate about that, and you know, I've got to tell the community and any of the doubting Tigers out there that his love of this place is real. Whether we can talk all day about how he left and why he left and all that, and it still hurts a little bit. But you know, it's you can't argue with what he's doing to come back and support St. Jude and Memphis.
And it is kind of ironic, honestly. Like I hear so many people ripping the city or whatever, including some of our local politicians who seem to love to make it get on a grandstand and tell me how awful it is. And so to have John Calipari be the one who is trying to lift people up is really sort of refreshing and remarkable and a nice turn. He was always, it's one of the reasons why it was painful when he's left. He was such an effective communicator about Memphis. And when he's on your side, I've said this all along, when he is on your side, you know, there's no one better, you know. And so anyway, so
yeah,
that happened.
You know, Jeff, that's par for the course, though, right? I mean, because Memphians are the hardest on ourselves. Right, yeah. Sometimes it takes people from the outside. I mean, we just had a group of 400 people come through for a seminar. We have those, you know, rolling through Memphis probably 15, 20 times a year where we're bringing groups of supporters in to the Peabody, and we hear constantly, man, this is a great town. And you know, we're so hard on ourselves in Memphis, and sometimes we need to look at this from a visitor's perspective, and that's what, you know, we're getting through Cal right now.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because I mean the idea that we're hard on itself has been, it's true, and it's become a cliche. It's also true, like my brother came recently, and he's lived in Detroit, and he lives in Detroit, and he's lived in Washington before that, and he's been victimized by crime and all the. And he said the amount that you all talk about crime, I've never seen anything like it. It wasn't the crime that really struck him; it was the amount of conversation that there is about crime was what absolutely blew him away. He said, "I don't know," and they just anyway. So it's nice to have something, things to rally around. And things to build on. And one of those things, obviously, on the 27th, Arkansas and Cal are going to be coming in here. And you can still get tickets. It's Monday night. What more do we know about the event? Obviously, one of the things that people are interested in is how many players do you expect will return? And are they some of the significant players?
Yeah, you know, we've got a list of about 35 of the former players. There were about 60 of them in total from what, you know, we've been able to work with the school to determine. And yeah, look, I think if you're good, I can rattle off a few names.
Sure.
If you want to hear them.
Please do.
So Earl Barron, Sean Taggart, Wesley Witherspoon, Rodney Carney, Robert Dozier, Willie Kemp, Sean Williams, Marcus Moody, Darius Washington Jr., Paris London, who of course his son was a St. Jude patient. I just saw him yesterday. Kelly Wise, Scooter McFadgen, DeJuan Wagner, Robert Sally, Antonio Anderson, Chiron Chapman, Shannon Foreman, Arthur Barclay, Andre Allen, and the list goes on. So, you know,
I'm thrilled that you have D-Wash, and Wani and Antonio are all massive names. But honestly, here's the other thing. You realize that, I mean, Rodney Carney was one of the truly great players from that. And it, so much of it's focused now on the, you know, on the team that got to the Final Four. That was a pretty, I mean, it was a quite a remarkable era. And that's a great list. And I take it you're still working on others?
We are still working on others. We continue to work with the U of M to get word out. We're putting out an APB for D. Rose. He seems to be pretty hard to get in touch with. I just texted with Chris at Arkansas today and asked him to engage Cal if he hasn't already. I've gone through the Grizzlies to try to get to him, and I've sent multiple text messages. So I think it would be great. In addition to Cal, I think Derek deserves that moment here in front of the crowd. I think he got some of that when he was here with the Grizzlies, but you know, there needs to be he needs to get a little bit of sunshine from this too. So we're hoping to be able to give that to him, but certainly to all the players who have already agreed, we're thrilled. They're working right now with ESPN to determine what that activation is going to look like in the moment,
right.
But.
All right. How do people get tickets, Chris?
Ticketmaster.com. And then also, if they want to avoid the fees, they can just go straight to the box office there at FedEx Forum. Tonight, we're going to, you know, they're doing the Ballin' on Beal at 6 p.m. And we're going to have some of our staff out there. We're going to be promoting the event. And we've got a couple patients that are going to be there. They're, you know, Coach Simmons and Coach Hardaway are going to be playing a game of tigers and instead of horse.
Right.
And some of our kids are going to be helping determine what type of shots they take there.
All right. Well, that's fantastic. Chris, thanks for all your good work on behalf of St. Jude and the city. I really appreciate it. Best of luck with the event. And I urge folks to get to Ticketmaster or down to the ticket office. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
Very good. Thank you, Jeff.
Yep, Chris Boyson from... I was like, I mean all of that. Like, you think about what St. Jude as an I mean, obviously the miracle stuff. I mean, people know this at this point. That's exactly the kind of cancer that I had when I was a kid, was the most common form of leukemia. And I wasn't treated at St. Jude, but I was treated, it was St. Jude and other cancer hospitals at the time that were coming up with this new regimen I've told the story before. Like when I was diagnosed, my mom said, I asked her, I got her on the radio show once and I said, what was it like? And she said, I thought it would have been better off if you'd been hit by a truck because the result was going to be the same. And thanks to places like St. Jude, you know, here I am. And I've got kids of my own and all of that, like he talks about, it's a whole new generation of miracles, and so we talk about that part of it. The other thing is that what that hospital means to this city as an institution. Whatever you think of whatever's happening and the other struggles, you've got new massive research towers going up. You got more growth, more building. You got more people being recruited to Memphis who will spend money in Memphis, who will contribute to our culture and our community and energy and some forward momentum to Memphis That place is just incredibly important. And every dollar that you spend on those tickets for what sounds like it's going to be, listen, I think it'll be an emotional event, honestly. And I had my problems with Cal, of course, although they've been wildly overblown since that I had problems with Cal. But it was an era worth celebrating, and it should be quite a night on the 27th. So if you want to get out there, a lot of folks would appreciate it. All right, Jeffrey, a few other things before we get to Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock, and then we got Writer Than Write trivia after that. We haven't really mentioned baseball. Blue Jays, the game itself wasn't interesting, but because of it, they've made the series interesting, right? I mean, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, the fact that we've played three games and no home team has won.
Yeah, yeah. So that was great. And we got the Dodgers tonight. The pitching performances that the Dodgers have gotten in the first two games, just preposterous. It was from the starters, absolutely preposterous. And it felt like this season started out with the Dodgers as the Colossus. And obviously they had their struggles along the way. But they look, I don't want to say unbeatable. But.
Well, the problem that I had is I don't want to cheer for them. But to your point about the pitching performances, it was actually heartwarming.
To see a complete game.
To see guys like, I don't know, like
first time
keep
since,
pitching.
Was it, I think it's first time since Verlander in
Yeah, the 2017, right?
I think it was 17,
yeah.
2017, yeah. And so that was great. Anyway, you got baseball tonight. And then we have this continuing story, a lot of stories yesterday, which you touched on, and I didn't pick up. Here, by the way, yeah, no, I didn't pick up on was the Billy Napier stuff.
Yes.
A lot of reporting yesterday about this, and you brought it up during the show, that the boosters have made it clear that they're perfectly willing to continue to support Florida as long as Billy Napier's gone. Is it a little awkward, though? Like, this is a weekend when they should win.
So the common comparison is Jimbo Fisher knew he was getting fired, and his team played Mississippi State. They won 51-10.
Right.
He was still fired the next day.
Maybe it doesn't matter.
By like, week, whatever. You're just trying to like get through it.
You just try to get through it.
Yep.
And the truth of the matter is if they were to do that, and by the way, you're not going to beat this Mississippi State 51-10.
No.
You know.
Nope.
But even if they were, it wouldn't change the way anyone thinks about Billy Napier or the Billy Napier era.
Totally agree.
You know, it's actually weirdly enough, if they were playing an opponent where the win would be, whoa, that's an upset, that's significant, that would be harder to fire him. It's not
the
really
Texas game.
Yeah, it's not really that hard to fire him after beating Mississippi State. That's what you're supposed to do, with all due respect to our friends at Mississippi State. Right?
No, I mean they're 9.5-point favorites.
Yeah.
I do think what'll be interesting to me, I'm curious to see, and you know, who knows how much serious reporting we'll get, but I'm curious to see how it stacks up against the Penn State job.
Well, is some of this regional or doesn't regional matter anymore?
I don't think regional really matters anymore. Everybody's just
everyone's recruiting the same players.
Yeah.
Everyone's recruiting the same money. So, which would you rather have?
I think Penn State. I think while you're not Ohio State or Michigan, I think you're close. And then on top of that, like, I think the league has more bad teams.
So Penn State's clearly number three.
Yes.
Well, whatever Indiana is becoming. But yes, Penn State's clearly number three in the Big Ten. What is Florida?
I don't know. And that's why how would you rank
the, I mean, you'd put Texas up there, right?
I'd have Texas above it. I'd have A&M above it.
Would you have Alabama and Georgia both above it?
This is where I start to get in the I don't know.
You'd have it above Oklahoma?
Probably. I mean, I don't think Venables is out of the water yet.
Right, but we're just ranking jobs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So
it's further down the pecking order. You'd have it above Tennessee?
I don't know, because Tennessee to me, like, They've got their crap together.
Right. There's a stability there.
Right.
There's a...
For all the Tennessee jokes that you can make, like, they don't really apply right now.
But you can make an argument that, that it is the... What's the highest you can argue that Florida is in the SEC?
I think the highest you could argue is,
you
like...
You make an argument that it's third? Second or third?
I still think if I put the Georgia job up, you'd rather have it. I think if I put the Alabama job, you'd rather have it. And I think if I put the LSU job...
So much of that, though, isn't... It's just because of crap together, right? Like, it's like, maybe. Why is should Florida be better than Alabama?
I don't know, because this is the other aspect of it. Everyone always just makes this assumption Florida's this, like, tailor-made, everybody wins their job. Two people have won there, and we're talking about two of
the greatest
coaches,
college coaches
of all time. Those are the people that have won at the highest level. And with Alabama...
Penn State's, I think you're right, you've convinced me. Penn State's a better job.
And I also think the Big Ten just has an advantage right now.
Are they fishing from the same pool?
I don't know. That's
and
that's,
is Florida partly acting because Penn State's free now?
No, I think Florida is finally acting just because, truthfully, Scott Strickland got his contract. I think for a while there was, well, if
well, and
they
there
fire
was this,
him.
There was this theory that Scott Strickland, his fate was tied to
correct.
Napier. But now that he's crushing it in basketball, he's like, look what I did in basketball. He's got something else on his resume.
Correct. I made a good hire there.
Made a good hire there. See the Pope dissing the Cubs? Did you see this?
I mean, sometimes the Lord works in mysterious ways, and you're just you find yourself just going, go Pope, go.
Someone yelled to the Pope, go Cubs, and the Pope.
I think he originally did it in Latin,
he did
too.
It in Latin and in English.
I appreciated the translation.
Says they lost.
Yes.
So there you go.
All-time video.
We got Chris Harrington to go. We got Chris Harrington coming up next. Then we're going to play Righter Than Right Trivia. Special, it won't count, doesn't count on the ledger because I'm asking the questions, mostly about some Beale Street, Penny Hardaway. It's all geared towards balling on Beale tonight. Anyway, we'll do that in the second hour. Before that, I will tell you it is the 48th anniversary sale at Robert Irwin Jewelers, and I'd like to highlight what that means is they've been here making people happy for 48 years, and you don't do that with something as important as engagement rings, unless you're really good at making people happy with engagement rings and other jewelry, of course. But for the 48th anniversary sale, see if you can follow this, 48% off any one item in the store. You walk in there, any of the stores, and you find the most stunning engagement ring you can find or a most stunning diamond earrings or whatever it is, beautiful watch, and you get 48% off that item through October 25th. 48 years, 48% off at Robert Irwin Jeweler. Plus the same, of course, the same fabulous financing that they have, 24 months deferred interest or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. All items while supplies last. You can go to the Bartlett Town Center in Bartlett. You can go off Goodman Road in South Haven or the Diamond Showroom on South Perkins across from Laurelwood. That's the one that I go to. Just this morning, Claire said to me, I really like the earrings you gave me for Christmas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.